Welcome to Compact Conversations, the show that compresses the day's AI news into 5 minutes. Today's lead is Google baking computer control directly into Gemini 3.5 Flash. The company has integrated what it calls computer use as a built-in tool, letting the model see and operate computers, browsers, and mobile devices on its own. This is a native integration, not a separate model. Previously, Google offered computer control as a standalone Gemini 2.5 model. Now, it's part of the main Gemini Flash release.
Developers can use the Gemini API to build agents for software testing or office automation. On the OS World Benchmark, which tests how well an AI can complete tasks in a simulated operating system, the model scored 78.4, putting it on par with GPT 5.5. Google's blog post mentions automating repetitive tasks like data entry or checking software builds, but this is still an early release with limited public testing. One number to know today, 25,000. That's the reported scale of fake accounts Anthropic says Alibaba used to allegedly extract Claude's capabilities, according to the Financial Times. It gives you a sense of how systematic the alleged data collection effort was.
First in the feed, Anthropic has accused Alibaba of obtaining illicit access to Claude. The Financial Times reports Anthropic says the Chinese e-commerce group used fake accounts to extract the chatbot's capabilities. Anthropic alleges Alibaba created tens of thousands of accounts to systematically probe Claude's responses and distill that knowledge into a competing model.
Next, a coding agent benchmark from intelligence.ai. They swapped Claude Opus for GLM 5.2 in their coding agent, running both on terminal bench tasks in a real shell. Both solved exactly 25 of 45 tasks, agreed on 43 of 45, and showed the same failure mode. GLM 5.2 cost about 46% of Opus's spend with prompt caching. For this specific coding agent workload, GLM 5.2 could be a cost-effective alternative.
OpenAI just unveiled its first custom-built AI processor called Jalapeno, developed with Broadcom. It's an inference chip designed specifically for running large language models, like those powering ChatGPT. Early internal testing suggests better performance per watt than current accelerators, though independent benchmarks aren't yet available. Reuters reports the chip is part of OpenAI's strategy to reduce reliance on NVIDIA and control infrastructure costs.
Patronus AI, which builds simulated digital environments for evaluating AI agents, raised a $50 million Series B led by Greenfield. TechCrunch reports the startup's total funding now stands at $70 million. Patronus creates replicas of websites and internal systems to stress test agents after training, helping enterprises verify their AI agents can handle real-world complexity without breaking or making costly errors.
And AI Business reports on the Anthropic-Alibaba incident, noting it highlights data handling as a due diligence concern for enterprises using third-party AI models. The article points out that the incident underscores the need for clear data handling agreements when using closed-source AI systems, especially for sensitive internal projects.
One thing to try comes from a Reddit post where someone shared patterns in what kills AI agents. The poster says they've shipped roughly 30 different agent attempts over 6 months, with only 8 still running.
The first pattern they highlight, too many jobs in one agent. When you give an agent too many different tasks, it tends to fail on the complex ones or get stuck in loops. If you're building an agent, define its single primary objective first, like parsing a specific log format or answering questions about one API, and test that thoroughly before adding any secondary capabilities. This keeps the agent's scope manageable and makes debugging failures much simpler.
That's Compact Conversations for Friday. More AI news tomorrow. Until then, happy prompting.